ever Hillary Clinton went in the world, there were rock star expectations.
Will we have me back if I come back?
Yes, yes,
oh,
please.
Yes, we'll be delighted.
Open up.
Her texts, her hairstyles, her glasses went viral. She said she didn't care.
I feel so relieved to be at the stage I'm at in my life right now, Jill, because, you know, if I want to wear my glasses, I'm wearing my glasses. If I, you know, want to pull my hair back, I'm pulling my hair back.
We want to reset.
Clinton tried to press that reset button with Russia.
We worked hard to get the right Russian word. Do you think we got it?
You get it wrong.
I got it wrong.
But it got lost in translation. In Burma, she saw the birth pangs of democracy. But the fatal attack in Benghazi, Libya, was her greatest regret, she says.
I take responsibility.
Prompting a rare emotional outburst.
What difference at this point does it make?
She won praise from the man she tried to beat in the presidential election.
I think Hillary will go down as one of the finest Secretary of States we've had.
But will she run in 2016? The answers only prompt more speculation.
I have absolutely no plans to run.
She flew almost a million miles, visited 112 countries, kicked up her heels, threw back a few drinks on the side. A month of illness grounded her at the end.
For me, it truly is a bittersweet moment to leave this room for the last time as Secretary of State.
Enter the next Secretary of State.
American foreign policy is not defined by drones and deployments alone.
John Kerry, tall, distinguished, gray-haired, son of a Foreign Service officer.
If you're trying to get some daylight between me and Secretary Clinton, that's not going to happen here today.
As his confirmation hearing showed, the policy is likely to remain the same, but the personality will change. More straight-laced, with a hint of humor.
I'm taking it for the Red Sox. I'm taking it for the Patriots.